This Monday, April 29th, is the start of the 18th week of the year 2024. That means there are only 34 more weeks until 2025. I don't say this to cause a feeling of dread, but to remind myself and you to spend your days wisely. My focus for this year has been one of taking action toward my goals. I'm happy to report that I have maintained a nice steady flow regarding accomplishing tasks each day that are helping me achieve my overall goals, but this process always requires tweaking and modifying things along the way. Here are some of my takeaways from this process. Number one, it is difficult every single day. Even getting into a groove doesn't make it easier, but it is also the most satisfying and fulfilling process, knowing that what I'm working toward consistently is something that brings me joy and a sense of accomplishment. Anytime I feel stressed or as if nothing is happening, I spend time refocusing my energy on the daily task, and it immediately builds my confidence. Number two, the action is what will set you free. Inaction always leads to feeling overwhelmed and stagnant. And I get it, doing nothing feels easier in the moment. But you know what? Doing nothing will always keep giving nothing. Hours turn into days, days turn into weeks, weeks turn into years, and you realize you've done nothing to work toward the life you want to live. The final thing I've learned from this process is you have to get crystal clear about what you want in life. If you don't know what you want, no one is going to give you what you want. People around you are not mind readers. They're also busy living their own lives. This applies to relationships, careers, goals, money, health. No one is going to do it for you. There was a time in my life I honestly thought if I wanted something badly enough and had the right attitude, it would magically fall into my lap. But you know what? It never did. What you want in life is waiting for you, but you have to take the steps every day to accomplish it, whether you feel like it or not. Stop sitting idly by and wishing something would happen. If you keep living that way, you're going to watch week 18 of 2024 turn into week 18 of 2025, then 2026. It's no way to live this one precious life we've been given. John 10:10 reminds us that the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But God tells us, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Everything around you might be conspiring to defeat you, but God has given you life and He wants you to live it abundantly. Focus on your end result and then combine it with action. It will set you free. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my musings on life. I record these podcasts as much as a reminder and encouragement to myself as I do for you. Please reach out to me on Instagram at @TheJennyJacobs and share with me ways that you are taking charge of your life and working toward your goals. I always love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe to and share this podcast.